This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I know Taysom real well, so, you know, he's real calm and collected, but I know he's been itching to get back on the field, so it'll be good to see him.
That was Alvin Kamara talking about Taysom Hill back in the lineup for the Saints today, taking on the Chargers, a 3:05 kickoff right here on WWL Saints Radio. And I know the Houdat Nation also itching for Taysom to get back into that lineup. Thank we are God. Here. Rouse's at the Power Boulevard. Stop by and say hey. We've also got plenty of your game day bites here to stop by, pick up alcohol, food, and, man, even we got Taylor Swift stuff going on with party cakes. With Taylor Swift's image and likeness on them, Charlie. I can't wait to dig into a cupcake over here.
Yeah, no, we got to do it in the next break. We've totally forgot.
And some Bud Light, obviously, too, here.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if we can dive into that necessarily, but definitely hop into the cupcake.
We're going to definitely might need that for the post-game show for sure.
Oh, no.
We just talked about Alvin Kamara. He was mentioning Taysom Smith. He knows
Taysom Hill.
Mm-hmm. That Taysom's anxious to get back into this lineup. And a much-needed presence for sure, having that physical, hard-nosed runner.
Yeah,
you know Taysom's trying to get every inch in, maybe to a fault, obviously, leaving that body open for those injuries. We just hopefully can keep him a lot healthier for the rest of the way right now. We still know, obviously, that rib issue just hasn't magically healed itself.
No, DA was talking about that, too, earlier in the week. I think it was on Friday when he mentioned it, that it's like getting Taysom back is one thing and trying to keep him healthy, you know, but it's kind of hard to strike the balance, right, of limiting what Taysom Hill does and how physical he runs versus the injuries that come with it, right? Like, you kind of expect injuries with how Taysom Hill plays. It's hard to kind of strike that balance.
We know Alvin Kamara, everyone was joyous this week. He got his 2-year extension with the club.
Yep.
Well, here's what AK had to say right after getting the deal done.
I've said it so many times, like, I want to be here. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else. These fans... This organization, just my career here, I think it's the icing on the cake to be able to say that, you know, I won't really have to go anywhere, you know, else to play football. Just leave it all here. So thankful for the organization to be able to get this done.
Now, it's a 2-year, $24.5 million contract extension. Nice money for Alvin. But what stood out to me right there, Charlie, is like, I don't have to go anywhere else. So Alvin's definitely thinking about just 2 more years and maybe calling it quit.
It's really funny that the kind of quote-unquote trade rumors were popping up, like from some folks in the national media saying, oh, he's going to get traded by the deadline. And then you're just like, I haven't requested a trade.
Right. Is this person?
Yeah,
he said.
And then they end up, you know, reaching that extension with him, 2 years, $24.5 million, which, you know, puts him on the higher end of paid running backs. But it's not, you know, the Christian McCaffrey kind of category where when he reset the market making basically $19 million per year at the running back position, you know, that's when a lot of folks were seeing him start to kind of reach that, you know, he sat out at the end of OTAs, right?
Yeah,
and people were worried that that would enter into training camp as he was looking for this new contract extension. But they were thinking that he was looking for more of that McCaffrey money. Instead, he kind of settled, like, it's around what Saquon Barkley is getting paid for kind of reference. A lot of running backs got paid this offseason. It was like the opposite of what happened last year, where they flew off the board. It was like Tony Pollard and DeAndre Swift and Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs. All these dudes got paid. And Alvin is now making around the basically top five money for the running back spot. So he still gets, you know, rewarded by the Saints. But everything that we had heard from DA and the front office talking about Alvin's commitment, you know, despite not getting that contract extension done in the offseason, they wanted to reward him. So they gave it to him. And he gets the guarantee money that he was looking for. He's still a top five paid back. And now he's in the black and gold for at least the next 2 years.
You know, the way the team is right now, obviously perception has been on the down, five-game skid. Everyone's looking at the age of this roster. Well, Alvin was asked, with all that negativity going on, why in the world would he want to remain a Saint?
Man, again, I've been here my whole career. I don't feel like there's another place like New Orleans, quite honestly. I think me leaving here and trying to go and find somewhere else, because there's a reality of it. I could have waited to the end of the season and then just said, all right, I'm going to, you know, visit here, find where I'm going. But I don't think it does me any justice. It doesn't serve me any. I don't think to go somewhere and chase. I mean, you could say you're chasing Super Bowls, you're chasing a better organization, better coaches. That, like, it doesn't. I don't think that's the answer. I mean, this city's been loyal to me. This organization's been loyal to me. I don't feel like I would get this same feeling that I get putting on a fleur-de-lis anywhere else. So I think it was just important for me, and I keep saying it, and you know, you say it, and then people are like, no, he's lying, and I'm like, like, I'm for real. I wouldn't lie about that. You know, if it was the other way around, then nobody would hear anything, and it would just happen, right? So I think it was really important for me to just, you know, stay buckled down here and, you know, figure it out whenever it got figured out. And, you know, yesterday was the day. I think it's just special. It's just special here. I think I would lose my flame if I went somewhere else, honestly. Like, and I was talking to my mom about it, and she was like, yeah, just stay. You know, my mom don't really know too much about football. She's just like, yeah, it's easy. She's looking at convenience, but I'm really looking at the bigger picture and just understanding that, you know, for my legacy and for, you know, for me personally, as it, my mind and just body, everything, I just feel like this is the place for me, you know.
This is the place for me. Simple as that for Alvin. He was comfortable here. He always mentioned that he wanted to remain a part of this franchise.
Right.
That's why you hear that, and it's like, Really? You want to stick around? You don't want to go test the market? He mentioned, obviously, that possibility if he had just, you know, decided to shut things down, negotiation between his agent and the franchise after things went down with training camp, and he didn't have this deal going into the year. But now all's good. Everyone's happy. And you mentioned it too, Charlie. Kamara mentioned these trade rumors. He
literally tweeted out.
Ever wanted to leave this city. And here's what he said about those trade rumors.
It wouldn't make any sense for me to lead this city or lead this organization, because I just feel like we're one in the same now. Like, we intertwine. It wouldn't even look right, I don't think. I don't even think it'll be like Venom. Like, when if I put on another uniform, like, it'll probably be like my real self trying to rip away from the other uniform. So I'm here, man. I love this city, love this team.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Loves the city, love the team, and yes, Alvin Kamara with the Marvel Spider-Man reference there with Venom.
That's a throwback to my childhood, like watching Spider-Man 3, watching him trying to like take off like the black suit, like the Venom. It's like no other uniform, only the black and gold.
Love to hear that, obviously, from a player. And Kamara, not only just a leader on the field, a leader in this locker room, guys look up to him. Even for the media, you hear his answers. You hear how open he is. He's not afraid to be Alvin. And I think that's a part of being in New Orleans, too. He can be who he wants to be.
Yeah, and so, you know, the general response from Saints fans, and I'd be interested to know what most folks think. It feels like a lot of people are kind of celebrating the decision. I know you're giving, I think it was $22 million guaranteed in the deal as well. So Alvin's getting his guaranteed money.
Oh, yeah.
But you're giving Alvin, at age 29, top five money. And you keep him here, right? He's going to – whenever the report came out, I think originally from Mike Garofalo of NFL Network, all of the tweets were saying that he was going to – he's, like, well on his way to retiring a Saint. And he's not going to play for any other team. You just heard the audio about what he said, how he never wanted to play for any other team. And he wants to stay in New Orleans for his entire NFL career. But what do most people think about it? I think most of the response was positive. Like, there was a little bit of negativity saying, oh, he's an aging running back. He's,
sure,
you
right.
know, 29 years old. Why are you giving him top five money at this point? But at the same time, as Bobby has said ad nauseum, he's a young 29. It's just that you have to give him some help. He can't have the whole workload on his back. And that's what Kendra Miller comes into play.
Woo-hoo.
And maybe you potentially draft a running back in this upcoming class because it's a great running back class. We'll get to that, obviously, months down the line. But you need to give him some help. He can't have the entire load on his shoulders, right?
So that's why we need to win today, so we're not talking about draft stuff already.
Yeah, that's fair.
Please.
Apologies for bringing that up. But that's
– right, we're doing mock drafts at the bye week. Please.
Exactly. Just generally what I'm saying is that Alvin's been awesome this year, but at the same time he's had a little bit too much of a workload. He's gotten banged up. The good news is that he doesn't carry any injury designation for this week.
Yeah.
So this is probably like the mini bye after the Thursday night game last week. A lot of guys kind of use it to heal up and get healthy, which is great news, including Alvin Kamara. And we'll see what he does against this really good Chargers defense.
He mentioned, too, the guy that works on him. He's not Mr. Miyagi, but he's awfully close with how he gets him ready, his body ready for game day, at least, after the abuse it takes.
Yeah, and, I mean, this is a tough Chargers defense, Steve. Do you want to just dive
the highlight right into of it? That team, yeah, for sure.
So, as we talked about in the opening – with the Chargers offense, you'd expect, you know, the young hotshot quarterback in Justin Herbert and a really good offensive line. You would expect, you know, this team to be kind of offensive oriented. It's been the opposite. As far as offense goes, this team averages 17.8 points per game, which ranks 26th in the NFL. We already talked about how they've only scored 9 touchdowns in 6 games.
Right.
Not a great look.
The scary thing is, though, obviously a lot of Saints fans are shell-shocked from last week, and everyone was talking how inept that the Denver offense was, too.
Exactly. So, and we'll get to the defense in a little bit for the Saints, because the Saints defense is just dramatically fallen off a cliff.
Right.
Especially in the last few weeks. So, but their offense ranks 26th in points per game. As far as total offense, they rank 25th. They average on the dot 300 yards per game. Rushing offense, this is what's kind of surprising, and I'll explain why it's a little bit surprising. They rank 18th in rushing offense at 116.3 yards per game. When we were talking about building that culture up front for this Chargers team, drafting Joe Alt, you're committing to being able to run the football, and they've been pretty mediocre at it. As
right.
I said, you know, they're right in the middle of the pack, 18th in the NFL in rushing offense. But when we talked with Matt Smith, the voice of the Chargers, about, you know, why they've struggled to run the ball, he said it's because it's the offense is really condensed. Like, they can't really open it up with their passing attack because you're throwing to, like, Josh Palmer and Ladd McConkey and Quentin Johnson. Like, the weapons just aren't there that really frighten any secondary. Now, you saw what happened this past week. Justin Herbert threw the ball 39 times against the Cardinals. I don't think that's their typical game plan. I think that was them playing to what Arizona had. Arizona does not have a pass rush that scares anybody. So they figured, okay, well, we got one of the best tackle tandems in the league going against a terrible pass rush. Let's kind of air it out a little bit. And they did. And you know who caught a lot of balls? Will Disley, the tight end. So that's who I'm kind of nervous
about. Watch out,
Because the Saints have had issues guarding the tight end in the past. So, but I'm going on this whole tangent. I got to get back to the defense. You would expect that unit to be legit, and it hasn't been. Now, I'm sure they want to be able to run the ball more, but, you know, it just hasn't necessarily worked out thus far. On defense, that's where you're thinking, okay, this is where the Saints could run into some trouble today. And everyone that we've talked to about previewing this game kind of expects it to be low scoring, and this is why. The Chargers defense ranks first in the NFL in points scored, 13.8 points per game allowed.
Yeah.
And they're still 3-3. That kind of tells you, you're giving up less than 14 points per game and you're 3-3. Their offense has had some issues. Now, their defense has been awesome. And it's a first-year DC in Jesse Minter, who worked with Coach Harbaugh at Michigan.
Right.
And, you know, Michigan's got all these crazy draft prospects on the defensive side of the ball, like Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant on the defensive tackles, Will Johnson on the DB. Like, they've basically got three first-round picks on defense. But their defense is as good as it was when they won the national championship last year. I think Jesse Minter had a little bit to do with that, their DC. Because he, in his first year as the Chargers DC, he's been awesome. Like, once again, 13.8 points per game allowed point scoring, but they're also top 10 in, ready, Steve? Total defense, rushing defense, and passing defense.
Right, hitting you from, obviously, everywhere.
Just stout. Just absolutely stout. They're giving up 295.3 yards per game, which ranks 7th total defense. They're giving up 111.2 rushing yards per game, which ranks 9th. And 184.2 passing yards per game, which ranks 9th. So it is a challenge for Spencer Rattler in this offense today. This is one of the tougher defenses they'll face all year.
Yeah, for sure. And you're hoping, obviously, third star for the young guy on the Saints, the rookie Spencer Rattler. You want to see more of that development. It hasn't been all, you know, sunshines and rainbows,
no,
but it hasn't
not.
Been all terrible either. There's been glimpses from Rattler. I think, obviously, when you're having an O-line that's been patched together, a lot of the offensive weapons weren't available either. Having this team get healthier around the rookie
Correct.
Is obviously going to help him too.
100%. And that's what I was going to say. That's the good news, is that this mini bye, as we mentioned with the injury report, you're getting a lot of guys back on offense. And that's where it's been really banged up. You're getting back your two guards with Lucas Patrick and Cesar Ruiz. Connor McGovern, the center, is going to be good to go. You know, Chris Olave, who was in concussion protocol, cleared that. He's going to be good to go. You have a lot of pieces coming back on offense, and that's where you've been the most banged up. Now, the defense is where you've been relatively healthy. You've had some injuries there.
Yeah, that's the head-scratcher, especially up front on that D-line. I just don't understand their problem.
Yeah, so that's where, if the Saints are going to lose this game, it's going to be because, once again, they can't stop the run.
And the run is what Harbaugh wants to do, obviously, which is scary.
Right, exactly. Now, no Gus Edwards, as we said, but you still have to deal with
J.K. Harbaugh took to both running backs from his brother.
Yeah, J.K. Dobbins as well,
coming from
the Ravens as well, but and then the rookie, Kamani Vidal, who I'm familiar with. He went to Troy.
Yeah.
Coach Summerall coached him. You know, the coach of Tulane coached him at Troy.
Yeah, I'm hoping we don't give him, like, a breakout game that all of a sudden people are scurrying to
like
the waiver wire. Right, exactly, to pick him up.
Exactly, and that's what you're really worried about with this Chargers offense because, as I mentioned, they really haven't found a groove just yet this season. Maybe it's because of their pass catchers and the lack of talent there. But you would kind of expect for them to still be able to run the ball with what they've got up front. And the talent that they've got at running back. I mean, J.K. Dobbins is a talented dude. And then, I mean, Kamani Vidal is someone that I'm high on. He had a great career at Troy as well. So, yeah, once again, if the Saints falter in this matchup and drop their sixth straight, I think it's going to be the Saints' inability to stop the run, which, I mean, Steve, their rushing defense, it went from under 100 yards allowed per game when we were last doing the show at Rouse's before the Chiefs game.
Yeah.
Now they're giving up 146.7. It jumped 50, like, yards in about three games. And that's how many yards they've given up over the last few weeks on the ground. And so it's got to tighten up or else they're going to have troubles.
Yeah, no, there's been some folks talking about a lack of effort there. The tackling we know has been pretty abysmal. Something's got to step up there, like you said, because getting churned out on the ground like that is not going to do this team any favors, obviously. And the longer the defense has to stay out there, the more wore down they're going to get.
And you're getting Pete Warner back, which is obviously helpful. He can tackle.
Right, we didn't even talk about that. That's huge, too, for this team.
He can absolutely tackle. And you've had a bunch of missed tackles in the past. But you need to challenge that defensive front, man. Like, we'll get more into it. But The defensive line has been probably the most disappointing spot on this roster, I think, where you have Chase Young and Brian Bresee and, you know, Cam Jordan and Carl Granderson.
Whoever the quarterback is still has all day.
That's
a big concern against Herbert for sure.
When you have those elite tackles, exactly. So, you know, they got to step up.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.